Good morning, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Melissa Ross. This is a special OneSpark broadcast of First Coast Connect, recorded live last night at the Mocha Jacksonville Theater downtown. We'll be taping special shows there every night this week at 8 p.m. To find out how you can be part of the audience for tonight's show, visit wjct.org/events. Hundreds of thousands of visitors descend on Jacksonville for the world's first crowdfunding festival. And welcome to a special edition of First Coast Connect on the go, live from the beautiful Mocha Theater. All right. We have a great crowd tonight for the opening of OneSpark, and thanks for tuning in. And being in the studio audience, I'm Melissa Ross. Just ahead, we're going to speak to the founders, creators, and magic makers behind OneSpark, and we'll even take some questions from our live studio audience. So don't be afraid to step up to the mic and ask a question. You know, OneSpark, it really is a lot to take in. Starting on Tuesday and running through Sunday, this festival has taken over about 20 solid blocks of downtown with 555 creator projects, all vying for money, exposure, and prizes. There's lots of great music and food, too, and lots of parties, but there are also some great speakers at this event, and we're lucky to welcome several of them to the show right now. With us here at Mocha, Tamara Mendelson, Vice President of Marketing for Eventbrite. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan Feet, founder and CEO of Seed Invest, is with us. Hey, Ryan. And Maya Penn, founder and CEO of Maya's Ideas. Hi, Maya. Good to see you. All right. So one of the most exciting things about OneSpark is the Speakers Summit. Incredible speakers coming in to share their ideas and their expertise. Ryan, let's begin with you. Since this is a crowdfunding festival, you as the CEO of Seed Invest are obviously interested. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, sure. So Seed Invest is a leading equity crowdfunding platform based in New York City. And we connect investors with highly vetted startup investment opportunities and basically give access to investors to startups that are at the early stages of growth and help startups raise capital more efficiently. And it's great to be here at OneSpark because everybody's here because they're coming up with amazing projects related to crowdfunding, and it's great to see all the up-and-coming companies that hopefully we'll be working with in the future.
And obviously, you're looking for somebody you can partner with, somebody you can invest in. You just got here probably a few hours ago. But
correct.
From what you know about this festival and its growth, how do you see the long-term potential of events like OneSpark?
Well, the amazing thing about OneSpark is that historically, everything was done offline. So with raising capital, you met with people and you sat across the table from them. And now this phenomenal thing has happened where people actually go online and they meet people that might be across the country and they end up sort of investing or donating to other people's projects. And so that's phenomenal, and it makes things more efficient. But at the end of the day, the team behind a project matters, relationships matter. So bringing it, once again, offline and getting people to actually meet with the creators of these projects in person is phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's bring in Tamara Mendelson as well. Tamara, you spearhead the marketing team at Eventbrite, and you're a major presence here at OneSpark. What attracted Eventbrite to this event this year?
Well, Eventbrite was founded on the belief that that live experiences, like gathering together and sharing interests and passions, is crucial to who we are as humans. And we love events like this that bring people together from across the country or even the world to share ideas and see what kind of magic can happen. And so the creators of OneSpark and the creators that are here and the participants of the event are all the kind of people that believe what we believe and that we want to help support and foster that community.
And I'm sure you've tracked the growth of this event. You're all about bringing people together. It's really a nice fit, isn't it, to have you here?
Absolutely. I think it's a real honor to be here. I really enjoyed speaking this afternoon. And to see events like this grow and build on their success and foster word of mouth. And each year people returning and bringing more people with them to participate in this is, I think, a true testament of the importance of gathering together and sharing these ideas and building this community.
And if you're just tuning in, it's our special broadcast of First Coast Connect from Moca Theater for the kickoff of One Spark. Don't be shy, audience, about asking questions. If you have a question, just step right up to the mic and we'll get you on the air. Now let's talk to Maya Penn. And Maya, your bio just blows my mind, I have to tell you. For those that haven't had a chance to meet Maya, Maya is a 14-year-old philanthropist, environmental activist, and entrepreneur. She's the CEO of Maya's Ideas, a company she started when she was 8 years old. She creates eco-friendly clothing, and her designs are sold all over the world. Maya has done 3 TEDx talks. Her TED Women talk has over 1 million views. There are many other achievements here to talk about, but Maya, there's so much to talk about with you. Tell us a little bit about Maya's ideas and what you shared with folks at the Speaker Summit today.
Well, I recently turned 15.
Oh, sorry.
And basically, my company, Maya's Ideas, I started in 2008 when I was 8 years old. And what I do is I create eco-friendly clothing and accessories. And 10 to 20% of the profits made go to local and global charities and environmental organizations. And I spoke at the One Spark Speaker Summit this morning, and I basically spoke on, you know, my story and starting my business, and also how you can incorporate creativity and also giving back through your company into your business. So those are the main things I talked about, and I'm really enjoying One Spark so far. There's a lot of, you know, genius minds in the room. You can just feel it, that there's so much creativity and awesomeness in the room when you're attending these One Spark events.
I think you add a lot to that. I think you're pretty awesome and pretty much a genius. Yeah, definitely. Now, Maya, you have this successful company at the age of 15. You've been written about in dozens of publications. You sell your designs all over the world. When people are starting a company, people a lot older than you and a lot more life experience, they have a lot of trouble just getting going. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs that are coming to this?
Well, some advice I have for entrepreneurs, you know, they're trying to get their business starting. Well, first of all, it doesn't matter how young or how old you are, you can always follow your passions if you really have the drive and the love for what you're doing. Be sure to make connections with other people, other like-minded people who may be able to get your company out there, because sometimes people, especially with social media, focus a little too hard on trying to build a platform and then get their idea out there. You just have to make those little personal connections and that will get you out there. So coming to events like One Spark really helps with that, because you don't know who you're going to meet that's going to take you further with your company. And also just definitely believe in yourself and what you're doing. Your idea might seem kind of weird or kind of crazy, but if you have a love for it and you know that it's going to benefit the world in some way, it's definitely going to be a success if you just believe in it.
Ryan, that's good advice, isn't it? You might decide to invest in something that seems a little crazy.
Yeah.
At this event.
It's a tough act to follow. I agree with everything Maya just said. Starting a company is very hard. It doesn't matter how old you are or how experienced you are. It's an uphill battle. And building the connections and having a community of people that are supporting what you're doing is incredibly important. So this is a good venue for it.
And are there any questions from this fantastic audience for our speakers here tonight? Go ahead. What's your name?
Hello. Hi, my name's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I'm with 927 Events.
Oh, yeah.
Maya, I want to know how we get people your age and older away from trying to communicate through iPads, iPhones, and so on, and more talking and working through communication and away from the electronics, because the electronics is turning into something that is taking people away from the passion of talking and learning from each other and putting us into an electronic world.
Well, I think what's really important, because it's not like I don't go on social media and I'm not on my phone for hours and hours. It's just that since I have such a love for my business, I try to focus a lot on that as well. I think you have to try to teach your kids to have a balance. And one thing, if they're ideas, like if they have an idea to start a company or to, you know, do this or do that, people are going to start seeing it if it starts becoming really successful, and eventually you're going to have to talk to people about it. Because I think my first speaking engagement, it was at a school, and I was 11 years old, and I had developed so many kind of speaking skills from doing lots of speaking engagements like this, and through that, that you kind of start to appreciate just talking more by having to talk in front of people and explain what you're passionate about and what you love. So, of course, there's nothing wrong with using social media and being on it, but I think you have to really see what they're interested in and help them grow that. You know, interested in outside social media, like art, you could, et cetera, et cetera. Just really help them grow that and get them another focus, I guess.
All right.
Obviously, your parents were very supportive of what you were doing. What is the history of your parents? What do they do, and what's their background?
Well, my...
Because they're making us feel, like, really inadequate right now. But go ahead.
Well, my mom, she is a musician and a women's health advocate, and she's actually in the audience right there. Yeah, and my dad is he's into the technology industry. He's currently working on a online television network at the moment, and he also is a music producer as well. So those are the things that he does. The only thing I do musically, they're both musicians, I'm mainly just like a visual artist. The only thing I do musically is I play the piano, and that's about it, but
well,
yeah.
That's more than I do, so.
All right,
wow,
thanks, Paul.
You're an amazing girl.
All right, and a big hand for Tamara Mendelson of Eventbrite, Ryan Feet of Seed Invest, and Maya Penn with Maya's Ideas. Thanks, you guys. All right. And there's much more still to come on this special broadcast of First Coast Connect. At One Spark, right now, though, our own David Luckin of Electro Lounge, he's with us tonight, too, and he's going to be playing music all evening. David, what are you playing?
You know, you talk about One Spark, and I'm thinking, I just found this new album called Peer Pressure from Brian Wilson, the guy who was the One Spark with surf music in 1963. Here he is, 73 years old, a brand new release. Here it is.
Booked a 7-day cruise on our summer vacation. Ended up lost in this island nation. Saturday morning, a walk in the sand. The rhythmic beat of this tropical band.
On the island,
we'll be wasting our time.
Wasting our time. On the island,
I'll be feeling just fine. We've got a little hip shack, been late with the rent. We bought a color TV with the money you sent. A cigarette burn on the living room table. No food, no pets, no premium cable.
On the island,
with a drink in my hand.
Drink in my hand. On the island,
and a bucket of sand.
And welcome back to First Coast Connect. Thanks for being with us. We have an amazing live studio audience at the beautiful downtown Moca Theater for the kickoff of One Spark. I'm Melissa Ross, and we're so glad to have this audience with us this evening because there's so much excitement around One Spark. Let's also give a hand to Electro Lounge host David Luckin and our own producer, Sean Birch, doing the honors tonight. All right, this event is so huge that we have not one, but two officials with One Spark to tell us about everything that's happening over the next 5 days. Meredith O'Malley Johnson, in charge of communications for the festival, and Patrick Murphy, customer service manager at One Spark, both with us. Guys, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, Meredith, let's start with you. Getting the word out about this event, you've done a wonderful job. People all over the world know about One Spark, but you've got a lot on your plate, and there's a lot of moving parts that you need to communicate to festival goers, the media, and more. Tell us a little bit about how much work and how much preparation goes into this event.
Well, it takes a year. We literally start planning the moment the festival is over, and we take all the feedback from all our surveys with attendees, creators, sponsors, volunteers, and we literally start over every year to improve the festival. But yeah, it's huge. And I got to give a little credit to our social media manager, Shannon Heath, because she really does get that global audience involved on social media, too.
Social media has been a huge driver for One Spark, and even more so this year, right?
Yes, absolutely. But we did have, I think it was like 50-something million impressions on social media last year, and all over the world. Like, the map was so cool to look at and see that people were interacting about One Spark in like Asia and Europe and South America.
What are some of the lessons you've learned over the first 2 years that will affect the way things are done this time?
Well, the big thing was the rewards-based crowdfunding. That's new for this year. So just like Kickstarter.com and Indiegogo.com, now creators at One Spark can offer, you know, some kind of reward if you make a contribution to their project. And one of the reasons we make One Spark free is we hope that people bring a few bucks to contribute directly to a creator project at One Spark using our app. And so you can get like a t-shirt or whatever, but it could also be like a new consumer product if that's what their project is, and you can like make a contribution of like $100 and you can be like the first person to get it. So that's cool.
Very nice. And what are some of the most commonly asked questions for people that might just be hearing about this for the first time? What do you get asked about the most? There's a lot to communicate, but if people are listening to this program and they think, I want to come down and check that out, what do they need to know first off?
The voting and the contributions, that's the big thing that we get asked about a lot, how it works, how the funding at One Spark works, because we have three different sources of funding, so it's a little bit complicated, but that's the big thing. And you can download the app for iPhone and Android right now. You can set up to make credit card contributions to creators. And as soon as you get to the festival tomorrow at 11 a.m., you can start voting for projects.
And you have to check in at the festival to vote. You have to come at least once.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you can contribute from anywhere in the world.
Now, Patrick Murphy, customer service manager, let's explain the voting, because that tripped people up a little bit the first year especially, maybe not so much the second year, but people are still getting the hang of this. Tell us a little bit about the process.
Definitely. Voting and contributing is the way for attendees at One Spark to get involved. So you do that by downloading the One Spark app from the App Store or Google Play. From there, you can set up the direct contributions via a credit or debit card. And then once you get down to the festival, you can check in via a voting and information kiosk or that mobile app. So it's really streamlined this year and compared to in the years past. So we're really excited about all the changes that we made to make the voting and contributing experience that much easier for attendees.
All right, a big hand for Meredith O'Malley Johnson and Patrick Murphy, both from One Spark. Thanks, guys, and kudos. Much more still ahead on this special broadcast of First Coast Connect. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Miguel Sanon.
I'm Nora Jones.
My name is Pedrito Martinez.
I'm Christian McBride with Jazz Night in America. Our new show is bringing you inside the jazz world,
We're headed to concerts around the country, from New York to LA to DC, and we're talking directly to musicians, finding out how and why they do what they do. Join me right here for Jazz Night in America.
Saturday nights at 8 on 89.9 WJCT.
WJCTnews.org is your source for the latest local, national, and international news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Podcasts of your favorite local stories and shows, the WJCT First Read every weekday morning, and playlists from all of our after-hours music programming. From your computer or mobile device, see it all at WJCTnews.org.
And welcome back to our special edition of First Coast Connect on the go, live from the beautiful Mocha Theater. We are at the opening of One Spark. I'm Melissa Ross, and we'll be here all week doing shows from the world's first crowdfunding festival. A big thanks to the Museum of Contemporary Art for hosting us. Mocha is a huge part of all the action this week at One Spark. Communications Director Denise Reagan in the house to tell us all about it.
Thank you, Melissa.
Hey, Denise. How you doing? Good to see you.
I am cooking with gas.
Exactly. Just like this event. So Mocha is right in the middle of all the action. You face onto Hemming Plaza. How does Mocha work with the One Spark organizers? You're a venue. You're a space where there's a lot of foot traffic this week. There's a lot happening here.
Right. Well, we are an official venue. We are hosting five creators who all have film projects. They're running every day during One Spark. In fact, they're playing today before even the rest of the creators have their showcases up. And so you can come 11:30 to 9 o'clock, except for when First Coast Connect is playing, of course.
Of course.
and see the films. There are five really great ones, and I think you're going to talk to them later this week.
Yeah, and Mocha, the hashtag on Twitter, Mocha is now, is something you're promoting. What's Mocha is now?
Well, that's kind of our motto. Really, not just for this week, but for all the time, because anytime you go to Mocha, something is happening now. But during One Spark, it's amped up a little bit. We're kind of cramming a whole year's worth of programming into 6 days. And so we're having a lot of fun. We're giving you little appetizer versions of the kind of programs we do year round. So you don't have to invest a lot of time to learn something about contemporary art and get some one-on-one time with our curators.
Now, our own Al Letson, a public radio host with NPR and WJCT, and he's on your board of trustees, he put together a little video on Mocha's behalf.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and we're going to play this video for our audience and the audio for people listening on the radio. So take a listen and take a look.
Mocha is now. What does that mean? Mocha stands for the Museum of Contemporary Art. Mocha brings you the art, artists, and ideas of our time, now. Mocha brings you the latest art trends to Jacksonville, now. Mocha brings you exhibitions you can see, now. Mocha brings you artists that are working, now. Mocha brings you the big ideas behind the art, now. Now you know what Mocha is. Mocha is now. Come down and see what's happening at Mocha right now.
Woo! All right. Contemporary art has passionate fans. People want what's being done now. Of course, we love classical art, but what makes Mocha part of all the energy of the urban core is it's young, it's contemporary, you're bringing in cutting-edge artists. The latest exhibit in the Project Atrium series is the latest example of that. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. So that's Angela Gleitze. She's our first international artist. She's from Germany, and she did this amazing monumental paper sculpture. It's 300 sheets of paper that are each about 2 pounds each. It looks light as air, but it's actually about 700 pounds. And it's an amazing piece that really, to really appreciate it, you have to see it from all angles, and luckily, the Museum of Contemporary Art Jacksonville has all those angles to look at it from every floor and every landing on the stairs.
It's stunning. And in keeping with the white theme, you've taken the white theme all throughout your swag, your giveaways. What's going on with white?
Well, white is our exhibition on the third floor. It's an amazing exhibition of works that feature the color white. It's all different media, photography, screen printing, sculpture, installation, painting, of course. And so we have used that to kind of interpret that with our clothing. We have lovely Mocha Is Now t-shirts. It's great because the weather is hot, and so this is a very nice color to be wearing this week.
Aren't there some hide-and-seek clues, too?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I'm glad you asked about that. So we have these amazing sculptures that were 3D printed by Forge, a 3D printing company downtown on Bay Street. Yeah. They were designed by Forge and our creative director, Casey Casula, and they're a beautiful 3D representation of a Metatron cube, which is the design that Casey used to design the white exhibition logo and look, and they're really neat, and we're hiding them throughout the One Spark footprint. We had our first winner today, a couple who was really wanting to win it because they wanted to send their kid to summer camp at Mocha, so they're very excited because they get a discount as members.
Nice.
And we'll be hiding those every day. So look for clues under Mocha Is Now on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Now, your location is ideal for this event. I would think people would die to have their project exhibited here at Mocha. You can't think of a better location. People want the most foot traffic, the most eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, we're blessed with being kind of in the best location in downtown, I like to call it. Mocha was a leader in starting downtown revitalization. The Board of Trustees and leadership were very visionary in deciding that downtown was the place to be, and now everybody's caught up. Yay!
All right, Denise Reagan, thank you. And we are live from the Mocha Theater all this week for One Spark. Much more to come on our special broadcast. A little more music and then a little more talk as we keep chatting with the magic makers, the speakers, and the people behind One Spark. Keep listening.
Friends are all around.
To our special edition of First Coast Connect on the go from the beautiful Mocha Theater for the opening of One Spark. We've got a great studio audience tonight, bringing us so much energy. And if you're listening on the radio, we want you to come downtown on Wednesday and Thursday nights and be part of our live studio audience. Come on down Wednesday and Thursday around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Come into the Mocha Theater and be part of the show. Just go to wjct.org/events to learn more. You know, before the festival kicked off with the opening ceremonies, a giant shark splashed down into the fountain at Hemming Park. Did you see the spark attack? Yes. You know, for the third year in a row, the Enlivened Spaces class at UNF has worked their magic, creating a massive sculpture in conjunction with art activist and all-around great American Wayne Wood to float in the park's pool during this festival. Wayne Wood here now to talk all about this iconic symbol of One Spark. Wayne, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Melissa, and I'm just so excited that One Spark is finally here. And for your listeners out there, they need to come downtown and see what is happening. Our city looks so wonderful. You know, last year, One Spark was bigger than the crowd we had at the Super Bowl, and this year we expect it to be even bigger. So if you love Jacksonville and want to see your city in its prime and glory and all of its exciting best, come downtown over these next 5 days and see One Spark. Jacksonville is the epicenter of the creative universe on this weekend.
It sure is. And you have played such a big part of that. Your list of accomplishments is too long to mention right now. So let's just keep it to one very specific one. That shark in the pool, the spark attack. You, now, the first year of the festival, we had a duck. The second year, we had a giant goldfish cracker, yeah. Kernel crackers. Now we've got spark attack. How do you and the students come up with these ideas?
Well, the whole idea for doing this is that One Spark is a festival that many people think is just about technology or about crowdfunding or voting. But my idea is that One Spark is about so much more. It's about a big party in our downtown and the visual possibilities and the surprise and the color and excitement can be encapsulated in a whole lot of different ways. But one is to do something big and something bad and something that is totally surprising and has a visual amazement to it that people will come down and say, oh my gosh, this is happening in my city. And I dare say that you cannot come downtown to One Spark without having a selfie made, a picture made with the great spark attack shark, the great white shark that is leaping out of the fountain in the middle of Hemming Park.
Now, I've got to hear what it was like when you put that thing on a trailer truck and drove it up I-95 today.
oh my gosh. At 9:30 this morning, we started loading it on this trailer, and we immediately realized that it was way too big. This thing takes up two lanes of traffic, and in order to get it from UNF to downtown, we had to go on J. Turner Butler Boulevard and I-95. We did not have a police escort, so we got a whole bunch of cars and surrounded this. So we could only go 45 miles an hour. And so you should have seen our entourage going down I-95 with this giant shark that was odd enough just visually, but that took up so much room that we almost clipped a truck beside the road, but we made it downtown. And as we came down Laura Street, the TV cameras were rolling in almost disbelief that this giant figure with terrible teeth could be coming down the street to make its way into the pond at Hemming Park.
Oh, and with literally and figuratively making a splash, which you do so well, and it's just incredible, your contribution to arts and culture in this city. Of course, you were the founder of the Riverside Avondale Preservation Society, the founder of the Riverside Arts Market. For decades now, you have been an advocate for downtown arts and culture, the vibrancy of this city, and you've seen it change and evolve, and you have a lot to say about that.
Well, downtown, like most American cities, has been in decline for several decades. A lot of the great retail stores moved out in the 1970s, and downtown generally took on an air of malaise. And in the last 4 or 5 years, and particularly since the advent of One Spark 2 years ago, we've seen a resurgence of people coming downtown, enjoying the amenities of the theaters, the art museum, the stores and restaurants that are downtown. And we feel like we're on the crest of the wave. One Spark is the biggest event to happen downtown Jacksonville, and it is the catalyst that's making all these things come together. We have Art Walk, where 10 to 15,000 people come downtown once a month. We recently had Gastrofest in Hemming Park, 25,000 people. We had an Easter egg hunt on Sunday afternoon the week before Easter and had 500 children running around Hemming Park. And my latest passion is Hemming Park. Hemming Park is the center of downtown, and like much of downtown, for the last several decades, it has been rather forlorn. It has been populated by jobless people who had no place else to go. Many people wouldn't go there. They felt it was unsafe. And so 2 years ago, the city came up with the idea of turning over Hemming Park to a nonprofit organization to enliven it, to make it a more hospitable place, to make it a fun place. And so I am the president of a group called Friends of Hemming Park that applied to the city to take over this job. And we're only 6 months into this project, but already we've seen a miraculous change in Hemming Park. I spoke with Mayor Jake Godbole some time back, and he said, you know, the heart of the city is Hemming Park. And the city is the heart of, the downtown is the heart of Jacksonville. And as long as your heart is not healthy, the whole city has malaise. And so we feel like people all over Jacksonville, from Mandarin to the beaches, to the north side and the west side, all have a stake in seeing that downtown is successful. And we can't have a successful downtown unless the town square in the middle of our city is healthy. And so we have enlivened the park by installing a cafe right in the middle of the park. We have daily music in the park. We have jugglers in the park. We have man on stilts walking around the park today. We have a kids' playground in the park. We have different concerts and theatrical groups. We had a puppet show in the park the other day. Every day is something different. And the whole way that the people out there can help support these efforts is to attend them. You know, it does do no good if we put on a Shakespeare in the park or a big concert in the park. The symphony recently played. But the way it happens is people have to come to these events. You have to support those events to make them work. So downtown is a work in progress. Hemming Park is a work in progress. But we need your support to come down, not just during One Spark, but 365 days a year, whenever you can. Come down and see what's going on downtown. About a month ago, I was sitting in the cafe in Hemming Park, and four elderly ladies came walking up, and they had taken the Skyway over from San Marco to visit Hemming Park. They'd heard about all this activity going on, and they said, this is wonderful. We ate lunch at Sweet Pete's. We came over and had a cup of coffee at the cafe in Hemming Park. We have not been downtown since we went shopping at May Cohen's.
Oh my gosh. And they said, many decades is that?
That's been over 20 years.
Yeah.
And so they have not been downtown, and they were delighted to see all the activity in the park, the beautiful flowers. That we've totally replanted the park. It's a work of art, and we want people to come down and enjoy it, just like our friends from San Marco did on that day.
Absolutely. All right. He's Wayne Wood. Go see the Spark Attack. It's Wayne's creation, and along with the UNF students in the fountain at Hemming Park in the middle of One Spark. And we're back in a moment.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of, once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where
And that's Melody Gardot's cover of Over the Rainbow, as our own David Luckin spins the songs from this special edition of First Coast Connect. On the go, we are coming to you from the beautiful Mocha Theater for the opening of One Spark. And right now, just like the crowdfunding festival itself, there's a new television channel in town known as Mimi TV, also focused on
capturing the energy and creativity of a new generation here in Jacksonville. Mimi TV founder and CEO Catherine McAvoy is here now to tell us all about her vision for this new media outlet in the city. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And the spirit of what you're doing is so similar, I think, in many ways to the spirit of One Spark.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are all about supporting Jacksonville, and we are a TV station that showcases all the local talent. So if somebody's singing, dancing, acting, if they're a filmmaker, if they do a documentary, if they're from Duval or related to Duval or have some connection to Jacksonville, then we're playing it. So it's all Jacksonville all day, all the time.
And you're streaming 24/7, the first television station in the area to stream 24/7 content to anyone's desktop, tablet, or phone.
Yeah, it's really, you know, we're all over the air, so we are a real bona fide TV station. You can pick us up at 18.1 low-powered TV. But I know we were talking earlier about all the kids getting them away from the electronics was the question. But if you insist on having your phone, you can watch our TV station on your phone. How cool is that? I mean, 24 hours, 7 days a week, and you're watching local and supporting local artists. It's just wonderful.
You've got original scripted series on Mimi TV. Lots of original reality, music videos, talk shows.
Yeah.
All locally produced.
All locally produced. Most of them locally filmed. Some people have moved away from Jacksonville and are sending us their stuff, which is really cool. We're doing some of our own original content. We're currently producing our first movie. One of our primary eyes are doing a Me and Mrs. Jones by our one and only Chad Hendricks. We're very excited about that. But we're doing a lot of our own original production, but we're also helping other production companies get more content out, which is exciting. So we've partnered with a lot of folks that are interested in creating content and don't want to move to LA, New York, Atlanta, Miami. We can do this here. We can do this here. And here's the cool thing, Melissa. Here's the cool thing. We're broadcasting Jacksonville globally. We are showing the local talent all over the world.
Exactly.
Because people are watching us. We know people are watching us all over the world, and they're seeing what Jacksonville can do. Kind of like One Spark.
Exactly. Yeah. It is so similar to One Spark. Not only are you walking around shooting One Spark with your photographers, you're a creator at One Spark.
Cinematographers.
Cinematographers.
Our video. Sorry, cinematographers.
We're not just.
I know you're radio. We're TV. We got movie cameras.
Yeah, I know. I spent a lot of years in TV news. We always called them news photographers, but they are. They're cinematographers, and you are also a creator this year.
Yes, this year. Last year was our infancy. We were really at the very beginning of rolling out our show, our station. But this year we decided we'd go on and be a creator. We're at 1904 Music Hall on Ocean Street, and we've got 4 days of Mimi. So tomorrow we're focusing on fashion because we've got our new programming coming out April 14th, which is just 1 week. We have our new primetime television series coming out, and we've got Fashion Gone Local with Joanna House is our host there. And so we're doing all fashion tomorrow at 1904, including a fashion show at 5 o'clock, a presentation, and at 8 p.m. we're doing a runway fashion show there. And then on Thursday, we're doing on stage in an open mic. Any talent wants to come out and share your talent with us. We're going to have different sorts of talent all day long, and if you come out, you will be on TV because, yes, everything there will be shot and produced and put on TV. On Friday, we're doing shorts with local filmmakers, and we're going to actually, it's not just shorts, it's local filmmakers. We're going to show some of their movies, and then they'll be answering questions. We've got all kinds of directors that'll be out there for that all day Friday. And on Saturday, we're doing the wrestling, because on Saturday mornings, we've got 4 hours of cartoons and kids show from 7 to 11. And then just like in the old days, when I was young, not when you were young, but when I was young, you used to go into after the cartoons, you'd watch wrestling. So that's what we're doing now. So we've got wrestling on, and we're doing live wrestling on Saturday. And you can come out and meet the wrestlers and then actually see them in the ring at 3 o'clock on Saturday. So it's going to be a great lineup. And, of course, we want everyone to vote, you know, and help us keep the arts alive and help share what our channel's trying to do, which is to give the Jacksonville talent a voice.
And when you first got the idea for this, you realized there was so much talent and energy that if you just turned a camera on it, you could really capture something.
You know, when we first started, we wondered, could we really get enough content that was original 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be able to show good content in Jacksonville? And you know, the answer is absolutely. We're considering right now spinning off one channel dedicated to music videos, because we have so much talent in this city with music videos, not just rap, not just urban music, but with gospel, country, hip-hop, pop, everything. We've got electric, we've got so much cool music here with music videos that we can fill up a full channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's incredible. Jacksonville has a lot to be proud of, and we need to share it. We need to really share it with everybody.
I agree. So how about a big hand for Mimi TV and Catherine McAvoy?
It's MimiTVJax.com and 18.1, and find us on your phone, find us on your website, but come by our booth at 1904 and see us.
Excellent. Thanks for being on the show. And that is our show. Thanks to our studio audience for being with us tonight and hanging with us for a full hour here from the Mocha Theater. We'll be back. So if you want to be part of our live studio audience this week, you need to come out on Wednesday and Thursday nights to the Mocha Theater and join the show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Melissa Ross, and this is First Coast Connect on 89.9 WJCT FM Jacksonville, your community, your world. Tune in for another special broadcast from One Spark tomorrow, and have a great day.
Support for First Coast Connect is provided by Baptist Health and the North Florida TPO.